Five, four, three, two, one. Hey, Buzzheads, Curtis Tucker here with Enid Buzz, back for another episode of the Enid Buzz podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys are listening to the podcast, don't forget that you can check out the video on youtube.com/EnidBuzz. There's all kinds of different videos on there, not just the podcast. And if you guys are watching the podcast on YouTube and you need to listen to it while you're driving or if you're at work, you can listen to the Enid Buzz podcast on most all podcasting platforms. I think I'm not sure that I'm on the Google yet since they've transferred that over to YouTube, but I will get that on there. And so appreciate all you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and to the YouTube channel. That really helps me out. And then it lets you guys know. You guys get a notification when I have new episodes and stuff going on. So check that out. Subscribe and send me email to buzz@enidbuzz.com. If you guys have show ideas, if you guys have an anniversary or a birthday and you want me to do a shout out on the show, if you guys want to suggest an interview, if you guys even have like a thought or a memory or something fun about Enid, if you guys want to send me like an audio clip, there might be some times that I'm able to use some audio clips on the show as well. So think about that. And don't forget that not only do I have the podcast, we've got the website at enidbuzz.com. And so the podcast and all the stuff that goes on this episode will also be on the website. Then we've also got the Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, a newsletter. It's called the Enid Insider. You guys can sign up for that. And so all kinds of stuff. And speaking of the website, I am trying to do some new improvements to the website. And so one of the things that I've done is I've added a forum. And I know it's going to take a little while to get that going, but if you go to the website and you look at the links at the top, one of them is forums. And if you click on there, you guys can sell stuff. You can list your garage sales. You can list lost and found dogs. And basically, it's just a different place to go have discussions where you don't have to be on Facebook. You know, Facebook, there's a lot of censoring. The guys that run the different Facebook groups, it gets kind of crazy. Facebook could shut those groups down at any minute. I mean, there's just no stability on Facebook. And then with the one on the enidbuzz.com, it's going to be a little more laid back, a little more fun, and I'll be doing some giveaways and some fun stuff there. So please go and sign up. For everybody that signs up here in the next couple of weeks, you'll be entered to win a $25 gift card. And so I will choose randomly on all the new people that sign up. And I've had several sign up already. Nobody has posted anything. So you guys don't be shy. Get on there and post a question, post a picture. I've got it divided into different categories. So I would love to have you guys come over to the Enid Buzz forum and we can get that going. And I think it's going to be fun. I mean, just like I say, just lots of discussions about Enid. Oh, yeah. And another thing is it involves a lot of people that aren't on Facebook. There really are a lot of people that don't use Facebook. And so it's one of the ways that they have a forum or somewhere to go. So if you guys know of somebody that's not on Facebook and they want to kind of get involved in some of that stuff, send them to the enidbuzz.com forum and they can check it out there. I've also improved the business directory. I've added back a starting page that has categories in a list form. And so like if you're looking for insurance, you can click on insurance and it'll go to Andy Swan State Farm. Or if you're looking for body shop for your automobile, you can click on there. Different categories. And so I'm trying to beef that up. If you guys have a business, of course, I'm always running behind, but I will try to get you guys all on there. But email buzz@enidbuzz.com. And I have actually, if you go to the business directory page, the link that's on the website, there are now payment buttons at the bottom, and it tells you all the different packages. And you guys can just go ahead and pay and send me your information and I can get it on really quick. And that makes the process go a lot quicker rather than me having to send you back a quote and go back and forth and back and forth. So anyway, check out the business page on enibuzz.com. And then as far as websites and things going on, I do have a new thing going on that I wanted to tell you guys about real quick. So Enid Buzz is basically all about Enid, providing everybody quick information, accurate information on a whole bunch of different platforms, trying to get people to visit Enid. So it's all about Enid, Enid events, Enid businesses, all that stuff. But there's also always a lot of stuff going on around the state. I mean, some really cool stuff. We've got fascinating Oklahomans. We've got interesting events. There's a hot air balloon festival coming up. We've got a whole bunch of Okie adventures. There's an unbelievable stories of things that have happened or history of Oklahoma. And then there's also a lot of unique locations and businesses and restaurants and things all around the state. And so what I've decided to do is start another little side deal, and it's called Okie Buzz. So if you guys want to get in on all of the information, and it's not going to be updated like Enid Buzz. It's just going to be not really so much news or everyday information. It's going to be more kind of going around and finding unique things at a slower pace. But then I will also keep you updated on, you know, a lot of events going on around the state. And so the website is not completely built yet. The Facebook page is up and running. So if you go to Facebook and type in Okie Buzz, please go there and like the page. And like I said, you know, you're not going to get as many updates as you would with Enid Buzz, but hopefully they're fun updates, you know, concerts going on around the state. Like I said, the Balloon Festival. I'll point out some really cool restaurants, just a lot of cool stuff. And then I actually will be traveling around the state interviewing people. I foresee that there will eventually probably be an Okie Buzz podcast. So Facebook page is up and running. There will be Instagram and Twitter, also YouTube, and possibly a mobile app and the website. But go sign up for the Facebook page right now, and that way you can keep updated on all the new stuff coming to Okie Buzz. And so tell everybody that you know about Okie Buzz and send me your ideas on there as well. If you want to advertise on Okie Buzz, be one of the first advertisers, you can hit me up at buzz@buzzheadmedia.com, and I will get you guys set up on that. But let's go back to Enid Buzz, because there is a lot of stuff going on this week. And trying to give you guys the latest business news. I do know of one business that is opening. It's called the Dollhouse Thrift and Gift. They are opening at 214 East Broadway. And actually, probably by the time you hear this podcast, they probably will be open. They're going to be opening Thursday at 9 a.m. They are going to be selling new and used, just different things, you know, basically like a thrift store. And so they're going to have something for everyone. So you guys get over there and check that out. I can't really think. Both of the newest car washes are coming along pretty quick now. Primetime Sports and Grill, which used to be Land Run Steakhouse. They are doing a lot of teasers. I don't see that they've changed the sign or anything, but hopefully they'll be open soon. And, you know, nothing else major that I know of at the moment. If I think of something before I get off this episode, I'll let you guys know. Enid Public Schools, they are hiring two principals. So if you have the background to be a principal, they need a principal out at Glenwood and Prairie View. So you guys can go to enidpublicschools.org and go to their job page there and fill out the application and get hired on as one of our principals. We had the candidate forum this last Tuesday for the Ward 1 election, recall election that's coming up next Tuesday, April 2nd. If you guys live in Ward 1, please don't forget to get out and vote. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd. And so Ward 1 people will be voting for the incumbent, which is Jed Blevins, and then he's being recalled. And Cheryl Patterson is the one that is running to replace him should he be recalled. And so you guys can go to Enid Buzz Facebook page. You can go to the City of Enid Facebook page and probably the Enid News and Eagle Facebook page. And you can see the video of their back and forth. They answered a lot of questions on Tuesday night. So go check out that video so you guys can be better informed. And then at the beginning of that video, the Enid Public School Superintendent, Dudley Darrow, talked about the new Enid Public School bond coming up. And that election is also next Tuesday, April 2nd. And there are going to be two propositions on that. And so that's for everybody in the Enid Public School District. So everybody will be going to the polls on Tuesday. It's just not everybody's going to be able to vote on Ward 1 other than the people that live there. But you will be deciding on two propositions, and one of them has to do with technology, security, and there was one other subject, which is one issue. And then they had to divide out the transportation, which would be buses. So you can vote on both of those. But I've got information on enidbuzz.com, the Enid Public Schools. They have information on their website. I think it's, it's a property tax. And there's, I can't remember the amount, like $6 a month added to your property tax for a house of $100,000, something like that. I hate to throw a number out there and be totally wrong. But anyway, get on enidbuzz.com and find that blog post, and you can get more information on that. So, but get out and vote next Tuesday for both of those things. Enid Public Schools, speaking of hiring and everything, they are having their second teacher career fair. And that is probably by the time you hear this, it's this Thursday, March 28th at 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Administrative Services Center there at 500 South Independence. Administrators will be available to speak to potential candidates and accept resumes. And they have extended the interviews from 5 to 8 p.m. So you guys get over there if you're interested in working for the Enid Public School system. And then we will also have coming up soon state election of other offices. Now, we won't be voting on these, but this – so if you want to sign up, statewide election activity officially begins at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 3rd. And so the candidate filing periods will open. And those are for the positions like here locally are for Garfield County, be County Commissioner District 1, County Commissioner District 2, County Court Clerk, County Clerk, and County Sheriff. So if you are interested in any of those positions, like I say, those filings will begin, April 8th. And I think you have a filing period until 5 p.m., on Friday, April 5th. So not too long to get your information in there. Filing forms and information for the county offices can be obtained by contacting the Garfield County Election Board, and they are located at 903 Failing Avenue. And then I've also got the phone number and email address on Enibuzz. So get on there and check that out if you guys are interested in running for one of those offices. Security National Bank, they are offering tap and pay on their Visa debit card. So if you guys want to get over there and be able to use Apple, Samsung, and Google Pay with your debit card, you can get one of those at Security National Bank. Stop by 201 West Broadway, and you can get more information, or you can call their number 580-234-5151 or visit their website, snbenid.com, and they offer all kinds of banking services over there at Security National Bank. So let them know that Enid Buzz told you to come check them out. I've also added some new bands to that new band page that I started. If you guys haven't seen that, basically, if you're looking for live music, there now is a page on the Enid Buzz blog, and it'll kind of float up and down Every time that I update it, I'll make it pop back up to the top of the blog. But if it hasn't been updated, it may fall. But you guys can do a search or just scroll until you get to it. So if you guys are needing, if you guys are a venue, a bar, or you're having a party and you need to hire a local musician, I've got the names of the local bands on there, their contact information, links to some of their websites. And I don't have the information on everybody yet, but I'm slowly putting that page together. If you guys have a band, if you're listening to this or you know somebody and you're listening to this that's in a band, have them send me their information. They can send it to buzz@enidbuzz.com. And I don't have the exact address of that page in front of me, but you'll be able to find it on enidbuzz.com. And I'll also do reminders on the Facebook page to go find that. So if you guys have any events, don't forget, I've got a really great calendar on the enidbuzz.com website. It's enidbuzz.com/events. And if you guys go there, you can get all the information of all the biggest events coming up. But if you guys have an event that you guys want me to add to that, I do add those events for free. You just need to send your information to buzz@enidbuzz.com. Send it as far ahead as you can. It doesn't have to be super far ahead because I can literally get something squeezed in, you know, overnight if I need to. So send that. But speaking of the calendar, if you guys get on there, you're going to see some events. So coming up on Friday, March 29th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., they're going to have the National Vietnam War Veterans Day celebration out at the Wood Ring Wall of Honor, and they're going to start out with a free pancake breakfast at 9 a.m., and then they're going to have a ceremony at 10 a.m., and it's to honor and remember the Vietnam vets, and they'll be honoring them out there at the wall. So you guys get out there and be a part of that. And then also on Friday, March 29th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the NOC Enid Jet baseball team will be taking on the NOC Tonkawa baseball team, and that's going to be at the David Allen Memorial Ballpark, 301 South Grand. It's going to be a doubleheader. First game begins at 1 p.m. So if you guys like to watch baseball, get out there. Even if you don't like to watch baseball, weather should be good. You guys get out and enjoy a day of baseball and cheer those guys on. We've also got Museum After Dark with the music of Riley Jansen on March 29th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's at the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center, 507 South 4th. Get out and listen to Riley for Village Sounds. And the museum will be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you can get out and kind of look through the museum before the music starts. And the music will be out at the Village Church beginning again at 7 p.m. Riley's got some really great songs. So you guys get out there and support him and listen to that. And then we've got First Friday coming up on April 5th, and part of the First Friday, we're going to have the second annual Garfield County Firefighter Games, and that's where different fire departments, including the Enid Fire Department, they will all be competing in different water and firefighter-type games. They're going to have spray water. They may show off a little bit, but that they're going to have a new location this year because they're trying to get more involved in the First Friday deal. And it's going to be on West Broadway between the post office and the courthouse. It's going to be free and fun to sit there and watch. So you guys get out and holler for your favorite group of firefighters. Emmanuel Enid Church is going to be hosting Johnny W. He is a rising Christian comedian and musician. He's going to be here on Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a great night for the entire family. Lots of laughing. You can get your tickets at emmanuelenid.org/events. And I've got that information on the Enid Buzz calendar. Emmanuel's located at 2505 West Garriott. But again, a lot of this information, pretty much I'd say 98, 99% of all this information can be found at enidbuzz.com. And so don't forget, Enid Buzz is a lot more than just a Facebook page. Have you gotten your tickets to Hairball yet? They are a great band playing lots of 70s and 80s songs. They come out dressed as the bands that they are covering. They sound really great. They've been here several times. Every time people go, they have a great time. It's just a fun time. It'd be a great time to get out with your friends. Tickets start at $25 and they go up $5 the day of the show. So it's going to be $30 if you get them at the window before you go in. So go ahead and get them ahead of time. You can go to the Stride Bank Center office, save a little money on those online fees, or just buy them on the line at stridebankcenter.com. But get your tickets to Hairball April 5th. Get them soon. And if you guys have a Corvette or know of somebody with a Corvette and they are not signed up for the Chisholm Trail Expo Corvette Show with a Corvettes of Enid Club, get them signed up. That's going to be on April 6th. Non-club members are invited to join. It is the largest indoor Corvette show in Oklahoma, and they are just trying to make it bigger. So get a hold of Dick at 714-357-7025. And again, I've got that information on Enid Buzz as well. You can go to the calendar April 6th and get information there. We've got two Easter egg hunts coming up. Not as many Easter egg hunts as there used to be, but there's the Easter extravaganza going on March 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Oakwood Christian Church. And then Northwestern Oklahoma State University is having their Easter egg hunt also on March 30th. They're going to have one at 10 a.m. and then another one at 2 p.m. It's going to be an Easter egg hunt with fun games, prizes, face painting. They recommend that you bring your own basket because they are not going to have baskets. But a fun time for the kids. Get them out and let them enjoy that. I do think there is still a little bit of time to be a vendor at the Enid Home Show, the 2024 Enid Home Show. That's going to be on April 26, 27, 28. A lot of people go through the Chisholm Trail Expo Center to look at all the booths and vendors. So if you guys have something that you want, a service or a product that you want to sell, you're going to be able to get it in front of a lot of people. Contact Janelle 580-234-3549 or email info at enidhomeshow.com, or you can visit their newly remodeled website at enidhomeshow.com. You can sign up there. Again, you don't have much more time to get signed up to be one of the vendors, but you might as well do that if you have a local business. This weekend, we've also got another fun event coming up called the Melodramatic Fools are playing all the punk hits, and it's just a bunch of local musicians that have gotten together, and they're going to be playing a lot of punk and pop hits from back in the day. And it's only $20 to get in. It's at the Gaslight Theater, 221 North Independence. Doors open at 7. Music begins at 7:30. They are going to have a cash and wine bar. So you guys grab your friends. It's going to be a fun evening and some really great music. So Frank Baker has an interview with Corey Keller on Enid Buzz Facebook page. You guys can check that out to get a few more details. A couple of golf tournaments coming up. You guys help out. These golf tournaments are fundraisers. And so we've got some really great nonprofits in town that are needing to raise some money. And first one is Benny's Barn, a really great place that helps people that need, that are looking for activities, but maybe have sensory or different things that prevent them from doing a lot of regular activities. Benny's Barn lets them ride horses. It's kind of a really, really cool deal out there. But their golf tournament is going to be Saturday, May 18th. Registration is at 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. will be the shotgun start. But you can download a packet and get a hold of them at Benny's. That's B-E-N-N-I-E-S, Benny'sBarn.org. Contact them and find out more information about that golf tournament. That golf tournament information is also on the new Enid Buzz Forum, as well as the Leadership Greater Enid golf tournament coming up. All of that money is going to be benefiting the Enid Oklahoma SPCA, and that's going to be out at Meadow Lake Golf Course on April 12th. So that one's coming up pretty quick. They're going to have an AM and a PM flight, and you can go to Charity Golf today.com/LGE33, or just talk with one of the members of the current class of leadership, Greater Enid, and get signed up. So those are some fun events going on. So that's really all I've got for you this week. Last week's episode was a little late, so I covered a lot, but keep this one a little shorter. Don't forget, please go to enidbuzz.com. And like I said, I've got the new forum there. I would love to see you guys on there. I am going to have some really fun stuff coming up this summer, and parts of what's going on with those are only going to be available on enidbuzz.com and the forum, so you guys might as well get signed up now. Also, check out the new business directory page. If you guys have contacted me about advertising, I am behind. I'm way behind. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to get some help on all that sometime soon, but I will get back with you. Don't get too frustrated with me. I will get a hold of you guys as quick as I can. And appreciate you guys checking out enidbuzz.com. And everybody have a great evening. And I'll talk to you soon. See ya.